This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright understood that in sensitive diplomatic situations, what comes out of your mouth isn't the only thing you're communicating. Albright, who grew up in Denver, used brooches and pins to send a message as she stood on the world stage. Over the years, she's amassed quite a collection. Some are fine jewelry, others pure costume. She says they were a part of her personal diplomatic arsenal. More than 200 of Albright's pins go on display at the Denver Art Museum Sunday. Madam Secretary, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Ryan, and to be heard in my state, Colorado.
Indeed. Well, tell us about the pin that started it all. It's a snake pin.
Yes. So this is what happened. I was sent to the United Nations as our ambassador in February 1993, and it was right after the Gulf War. And the ceasefire was translated into a series of sanctions resolutions that had to be renewed all the time. And I was an instructed ambassador, and my instructions were to say perfectly terrible things about Saddam Hussein constantly, which he deserved. He'd invaded Kuwait. So after a while, a poem appeared in the papers in Baghdad comparing me to many things, but among them an unparalleled serpent. So I happened to have had a snake pin, and I wore it whenever we were talking about Iraq. And then I think you know when, after a meeting of the Security Council, the ambassadors go out and you talk to the press, and all of a sudden somebody zeroed in on my snake pin and said, "So why are you wearing that snake pin?" And I said, "Because Saddam Hussein compared me to an unparalleled serpent." And then I thought, well, this is fun. So I went out and I bought a lot of costume jewelry to reflect what I thought was going to happen on any given day. So on good days, I wore flowers and butterflies and balloons, and on bad days, a lot of horrible insects and carnivorous animals. And so when the other ambassadors would say, "What are we going to do today?" I said, "Read my pins." And that's how it all started.
I see. Rather than your lips, which could also be read, the pins could be too.
Right. And yeah. It was right after the first President Bush had actually said, "Read my lips, no new taxes." So people knew what I was talking about.
Was there ever a time where you thought no pin was the right message? That is, not to wear one at all.
Only when I forgot or when I'm exercising. But now we've kind of created a mini monster here so that when I'm not wearing a pin, it is a sign of something really awful or just that I'm exercising.
What pin do you think was most photographed or in a photograph that was most sent around the world?
I think probably when I wore an American flag, which I love to do, and the largest American flag I ever wore was when I went to North Korea, because one of the things that happened, I knew that Kim Jong-il had been attacking the United States, and I knew that they would, in fact, publish a picture of me standing with him, so if I had the biggest American flag on, that would prove we were there. And then, but I think probably my various eagles were the most photographed.
And when might you wear an eagle, and to convey what kind of message?
Well, I had an eagle pin that I got when I was Secretary of State, and I think that it was usually in order to convey what I believed was the goodness of American power, of when we were involved in some way. For instance, in the Balkans, and we're trying to make sure that ethnic cleansing stopped, when America was there in order to help other people.
I wonder if you've ever had conversations with male ambassadors about whether they put this much thought into ties?
We've never actually had that kind of a conversation, but I do know that they do, because one of the things that I think people don't fully understand is that even in a very high-level diplomatic conversation, when presidents meet with other heads of state, you have to begin the conversation somehow. And so there's always, "Like your tie," or "I'm wearing this tie because it's got your symbol on it," or something like that. So ties do become a conversation piece or a game opener.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And a former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright wrote a book called Read My Pins, Stories from a Diplomat's Jewel Box. Many of these pins go on display Sunday at the Denver Art Museum. Albright grew up in Colorado. Do you have a favorite pin?
Well, I do have a favorite pin, and it's a ceramic heart. And I always wear it on Valentine's Day, except now that it's in the show. But you know, people say, where'd you get that pin? And I said, well, my daughter made it. And my daughter, she's now 45, she says, Mom, you've got to tell people I made this when I was 5 years old. But I love the pin. And her daughter, my granddaughter, has made a little couple of paper hearts that are now a pin that I wear instead. So, but I love what I call Katie's heart.
I wonder how many pins you own right now, or if you've lost track.
I have lost track. It's really embarrassing. There are a couple of hundred pins in the show, but the thing that has happened is that people have felt sorry for me because the pins that I'd been wearing all this time are now traveling around, and so they're giving me other pins, and I call them my pity pins, and I do have a whole new collection.
I see. Did your penchant for pins have other effects besides diplomatic messages?
Well, they create a lot of holes in my suits.
Okay.
but I really think that in many ways I revived the costume jewelry industry. But what I also showed, I hope, to people, first of all, that foreign policy doesn't have to be so foreign, because the reason that I did the book and the show exists is that the pins that are in the show all have some kind of foreign policy story, and they allow me to talk about the anti-ballistic missile treaty or what we were doing in North Korea or our relations with France or name it, because they're just a vehicle for being able to tell those kinds of stories. But I hope they also showed that for not a lot of money, people can brighten their lives up and have fun looking for something at flea markets or picking up souvenirs or something like that.
You said that you helped revive the costume jewelry industry. That's a big claim.
Well, I mean, people were telling me that there were an awful lot more kind of costume jewelry pins sold. May or may not be true, but I'm happy to take credit for that.
And of course, I have to ask about the pin you're wearing today.
Well, today I actually am wearing a special pin. There is a new building in Washington, the U.S. Institute of Peace, which looks like the wings of a dove. And when I went over there for a ceremony, they gave me this pin that actually looks like the building. And so I had a meeting over there today, and so that's what I thought I'd wear.
Madam Secretary, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Very nice to talk to you, and I love Colorado, and I always like coming back to my home state.
Madeleine Albright was the first female Secretary of State. She served from 1997 to 2001. Hundreds of her pins go on display Sunday at the Denver Art Museum. But you can see some right now on our website, cpr.org.